You've created the fucking problem. Novant Health, which is based in North Carolina but operates in other states. Is it Novant? Is it Novant the company that we had the video? And they said, we need to scare people. Remember that video we played? It was a meeting, a Zoom meeting from Novant officials said, we have to come out and really scare people into taking this vaccine. Oh, that's a healthcare system that gives a shit about you, right? They said in the meeting, yeah, these guys seem to have a cavalier attitude. How can we break through all these people, these anti-vaxxers? Well, tell them everybody's going to die. And we need to ramp up the fear. Let's talk about it offline. Oh, yeah, that's what healthcare providers do who really care about you, right? They figure out a way to manipulate you. Welcome to the Banana Republic. And now they're whacking 375 team members across 15 hospitals, 800 clinics, and hundreds of outpatient facilities. Did you fire the fucking assholes who said they need to pull a mind fuck on the public and scare the hell out of them and lie to them? Did you fire those idiots? No. Bet you didn't. Firm claims that 98% of its workforce are compliant with the policy, meaning they've received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. And we're going to believe them, right? The same crew who was plotting to scare the shit out of the general public, old people, etc. Let's bank on their numbers. We trek up to Indiana University Health, 125 workers out in the cold. Those workers did not comply with the firm's vaccine mandate. Folks, I said this before, Indiana University Health has put the safety and well-being of patients and team members first. When? When did you do that? By firing your staff. Yeah, that's putting the safety and well-being of patients and team members first. Firing your staff for not getting a jab that's contagious and could be spread to your patients and other team members. That's putting them first by firing them because they didn't want to do that. We're going to have to get some, everything's gone underground that's worthwhile. Information has gone underground. Intelligence has gone underground. Broadcasting has gone underground. Good doctors have gone underground. People now working without a net. They're not working for insurance companies. They're taking cash payments. Some doctors are bartering. I don't have a problem with that. And what do you think? These people are just going to sit around and not make money? There's one hell of a market for private sector nurses, COVID nurses, etc. They'll make money. They know that. You fucking kidding me? It'll just go underground. You won't have to deal with these tyrants. You won't have to deal with union bosses. You won't have to deal with fucking Joe Biden and his winged monkeys. You won't have to deal with bullshit governors, state attorneys, general, and assholes. A year ago, they're heroes. Now they're zeros. That's the way it is. You guys were dancing around on those TikTok videos a little bit too early and celebrating. See what happens when they play you and they throw you out like junk, like you're garbage. I got to check the text list. We got some hot items coming in, I got a feeling. Hold the wire. Interesting stuff coming in. Should be in it. The next hot wire should be very interesting, to say the least. So, by the way, I was talking about Down Under, that they brought in 500 STEM workers. I guess those aren't medical workers. I got ahead of myself. Those are teachers. They fired the teachers down there for not taking the jabs down under, and they're bringing in 500 foreign teachers. And you can bet your ass the medical workers, the foreign medical workers, will be right behind them, just like they're threatening in New York. And speaking of that, we move on to a A related story, the headline, schools nationwide struggle to fill open positions and hire substitute teachers. They create their own problems. You understand that? Look who runs schools, National Education Association, all these state unions. That's a national teachers union. State unions. Fucking communists. That's what they are. Communists. Listen to some Buddy Guy. A lot of Buddy Guy tonight. That's good. This morning, etc. I don't even know what time it is. It's about time to get the fuck out of here. Hey, bunch of smart asses. I'm going to need a round of applause for that. Well, we talked about the coronavirus scamdemic, what a strain it's placed on many industries, and it's impacted millions of people across the country. Now, they want to fuck with the kids, just like when they jab your kids, too. As students return to the classroom for the start of 2021-2022 school year, school districts across the country have faced many challenges. Let me throw something out there, something that may resonate as time moves on. Maybe a lot of people have passed away that they're not telling us about. Do you ever think of that? Maybe that's why it's hard to fill jobs. Now, that might sound crazy, right? But keep in mind, everything I've said for 18 months has been framed as crazy, and then it, quote-unquote, comes true again. The penance for being out in front. But there's two possibilities here. If you can't work because you're fucked up or you're dead, if you've been maimed and disabled by this insanity, I'm not talking about not having the jabs. I'm talking about having the jab. Or you're just, you're done, you're dead. Then how could you fill a job? No wonder there's so many openings. And we talked about that on Hotwire a couple months ago, looking at the labor report of unemployed people and disabled people, and a whole lot of people just fucking vanished. Just up and vanished. Gone. College graduates, 800,000. Between labor statistics reports from one month to another, I think it was from May to June, vanished like a fart in the wind. Where did they go? And then 3 million people are on the rolls now who weren't previously disabled. Social Security Administration disabled. Seriously disabled. In January 2021. Since then, 3 million additional people in the United States are unable to work because they're disabled. What the fuck happened? Was there a war here? Were people maimed on a battlefield? Yeah, they were. That's what I'm saying to you. So I don't say those types of things lightly when you... You look at, pay attention. Look at the obits. Look at the number of death notices. Look at the traffic and the business that's booming in many of these funeral homes. What? where is everybody? You go out on a Friday night or Saturday. Where the fuck is everybody? We live in Philadelphia, outside of Philadelphia. It's usually slammed around here. You go out in the evening, it's like, hey, what happened? I told my wife, this is what it was like 25 years ago when we moved here from Jersey. There weren't a whole lot of people here. And driving around, we're kind of out in the sticks, you know what I mean? Out in the suburbs, and it's been built up so much, it's always slammed. We've taken a step back 25 years. Where the fuck's the traffic at? Where is everybody? It's creepy. And then you start looking at the stats. Million people just up and vanished like a fart in the wind. What happened to them? Nobody says anything about it. These themes are disturbing, and they will play out just like everything else we've said in the last 18 months. Perhaps it's not as bad as I just painted it. Perhaps it's worse. See, when your government doesn't tell you the truth, then you're left to try to make limited amounts of intel, make their ends meet. This is what happens when the government is so corrupt they can't even tell you the fucking truth. So you're out here trying to say, well, I wonder what's going on. Is this going on? Is that going on? You're spitballing. You're brainstorming. And the scary thing is, many of the things we talk about, it sounds preposterous. That's exactly what's happening. That's how insane it is. That's why they won't tell you. Because people would really be pissed off. And you think it's bad now. What I just said, stick around a couple months. And say a prayer for your friends and your family members who lined up and got these things. Say a prayer. We'll keep it at that. You think these guys, you don't think there's fucking nefarious intent here? They closed down the whole world. For what? I think we're about to find out. Jesus, God Almighty. I get a kick out of people. A lot of my friends are watching football and talk about football and stuff on Sunday. I was like, thinking to myself, you guys are fucking lost. You should be thinking about getting some chicken and some meat and some staples and preparing football. The fuck out of here. Now, I follow college football because I have a couple nephews playing football, etc. So that's my interest. I don't sit there my whole goddamn day and watch college football. I have family involved, and we try to support each other, etc. Pro football, NFL, are you guys out of your fucking minds? Start making some moves out here. It's not getting any better. You understand? We'll talk about that on Hotwire this week. Some money issues. It's time to talk about some money. Rubber's going to meet the road. Let's start talking about how we can save some money, put some money away, and be smart about money. And some of the things that are coming. We've been spot on with the... not even trends. It's mayhem. A trend is usually something that's good for the most part. This is just predicted chaos. And now schools are having a hard time. What do you expect? The National Education Association is cutting deals with the CDC. The CDC, in many cases, are doing exactly what the National Education Association, or Educators Association, it goes by both names, wants them to do. So I'm supposed to sit here and believe that this wasn't done on purpose, too. That there's a nationwide substitute teacher shortage. Why? So they can get another fucking handout from Biden? Yes, exactly why. The same assholes who are bringing and promoting the National Education Association on behalf of different school boards in different counties and different cities, making sure kids wear masks and they sit in a fucking penalty box for lunch and they have to attend class in a phone booth separated, from their classmates. And now these assholes are going to be pushing for the jabs for kids. We're supposed to give two fucks about what the National Education Association has to say. And they're crying poor and they have their tin cup out. Fuck off. Next story. It's so hard out here finding replacements for staff. You know, since we had to fire everybody because we're puppets of the CDC and we're supposed to give a flying fuck, you're part of the fucking scheme. Fuck off. I don't know what happened with Buddy Guy. We're tearing up some Buddy Guy. A glimmer of hope. We talked about it last week, just briefly, but a federal judge has blocked a New York City COVID-19 vaccine mandate for education department employees. federal appeals judge late last week blocked a New York City COVID-19 mandate set to take effect today, the 27th. We talked about that, from being enforced on teachers and other staff members in the New York City Department of Education. Still going to be enforced, however, on medical workers. Figure that out. That's coming out of the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. It was reported that the Department of Education employees in New York who had not yet received their first dose of the vaccine before the end of the day today were supposed to be separated or suspended without pay. There's been a stay on that, which means it's not going to happen temporarily. But guess what? The Department of Education is going to push for it with your tax money and fight it in court. Spend more of your money. These tyrants love spending your money. So let's see how that works out. And they wonder why they have staff shortages. I mean, these people are fucking insane. They're insane. A buddy of mine this week said, I think it's time to split this bitch in half. We take the serious people, take half the country, and the idiots can have the other half, and we'll see who does what, who prospers, who suffers. I said, you'd have to build a fucking wall. These hobos would be scaling the wall every day, trying to get a goddamn ham and cheese sandwich. They couldn't build a wall in Texas. Maybe we can build one along the Mississippi. Jesus Christ. Another glimmer of hope, of course, with some breaking news. I think it's breaking, at least. I haven't read it anywhere. Heartless United Airlines vaccine mandate has a temporary stay as well in federal court. United Airlines reluctantly agreed to postpone its company-wide Chinese coronavirus vaccine mandate Friday until a federal judge is able to hold further hearings in a case brought by six of the airline's employees. Well, United better fucking buckle up, along with the other airlines. We know some lawyers who are preparing a pretty big class action suit on behalf of hundreds of, perhaps thousands. We'll see how it plays out. Details are hard to get from these guys because we're not supposed to know about it. Class action suit against major airlines from many of their employees. As these guys, these welfare queens in the airlines, that we underwrite as well. You notice it? You notice this? They take our money, they use it against us. They weaponize their own fucking money against us. You can't even make it up. We've given these guys, just in the last 18 months alone, billions of dollars to stay afloat, and they turn around and they use it against us. That's pending. And there's going to be a lot of action in the courts when it comes to the airlines, and their employees are not happy about it. Isn't that great when you're an employee and you have to fight your employer because they're fucking communists? And all you want to do is take care of people or help people fly, etc. Get them to where they're going or get them out of the hospital. And these fucking criminals and these communists are nothing but problems and obstructionists. They're criminals. They are part and parcel. They're an extension de facto of a criminal operation stemming out of the CDC, the White House, the NIH, and factions of the FDA. Now I say factions because there's a fucking war going on. These people are an extension of the criminal conspiracy. Look, man. We're talking about class action suits and civil suits. This is ripe for a RICO suit. Organized crime. This is a conspiracy. There's no doubt about it. Now, will that ever happen? Of course not. Because the people who are charged with law and order and the justice in this country are in on it. So just the mere threat of a temporary restraining order with the United Nations is postponed. It's what's being described as a heartless and unlawful vaccine mandate. But I can tell you behind the scenes, there's a lot more going on than a threat of a TRO. And these assholes are going to get slapped with a pretty big lawsuit, all of them, from our sources. Stay tuned for that. We're ahead of that. And you know what? This is what I'm talking about. These airlines, they can't make money themselves because they don't have to. They're like the labor unions. They can piss money away. They can invest pension funds wildly, lose pension funds, have them replenished by you, the taxpayer. Can you imagine this? Right? And then they treat you. They take our money from us many different ways, and they treat us. They turn it against us. They treat us like criminals. And we keep flying on their airline, especially Delta. We keep going and giving these people money. You must be out of your fucking mind. But I need to fly to get somewhere. Okay. I understand. Maybe don't fly these assholes. Fly some other people. Delta Airlines wants to put maskless passengers deemed unruly on a national no-fly list. So you'll be on a no-fly list with criminals and terrorists because you had something to say and you're quote-unquote unruly. I can't even imagine. We're on a flight one time with a bunch of guys. My God, we'd be on a national no-fly list after we're flying into Buffalo or somewhere, causing trouble. It's a bunch of us. We were drinking a lot, having a good time. And we were rowdy. We were 29, 30. And the stewardess said to one of my buddies, "Would you like us to circle the airport while you finish your drink?" Well, that was not the, the thing to say. So we got a little rowdy. And we'd be on a no-fly list. The editors have written a note here. Didn't they rule the no-fly list unconstitutional years ago? Yeah, from the ACLU. There is a link to the case on Payne TV. Payne.tv, and we talk about it in October 2014. ACLU sued Justice Department, etc. And that's what one of the rulings was, that it was unconstitutional. Nobody cares, though. I told the young bucks, I said, look, we got these guys. It's like they can't do a no-fly list. I said, yeah. And it was ruled unconstitutional. I said, yeah, they can do whatever they want. They'll just call it a terrorist watch list. So you don't need a no-fly list. You just call it a terrorist watch list. We'll take these 45,000 names from the no-fly list, and we'll just move them over here to the terror watch list. See how they do it? So, yeah, Your Honor, we're keeping with the ruling. There's no... We got rid of the federal no-fly list. And now it's a terrorist watch list. And now, in case it happens again, there are about, I don't know, a dozen different terrorist watch lists the DHS uses. So which one are you going to knock out next? And they'll just move the names over to another one. They already got a bunch set up. You know, it's insane. They're threatening. They're actually threatening people. Can you imagine? In today's day and age, with everything going on, all the criminals in D.C., the Justice Department, the FBI, they threaten people. The interference with a flight crew as a federal offense that can result in maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. Can you imagine going to prison? What are you in for? Yeah, man. Robbed a bank, ended up blowing a couple people away. What are you in for? Federal no-fly list. I was interfering with a flight crew. I drop-kicked some Eagle snacks and a ginger ale out of her hands, and I got 18 years, but I can get time off for good behavior. Yeah, time off for good behavior. You're going to be somebody's bitch tonight. But don't worry. There's still hope for you. If you do go to prison in California and you have coronavirus, you can and be put in your own little enclave, so to speak. San Francisco is publicizing a sympathetic feature about an illegal alien from Cambodia who had coronavirus when he was released from California's San Quentin State Prison last July. Chantin Bun. The fuck is... Came to the United States illegally as a child. He was convicted of armed robbery when he was 18. Served 23 years of his 49-year-and-8-month sentence. That's nice. You only have to serve half your sentence now. It's less than half. He left behind one child and a woman pregnant with another child. This guy was busy. He put the bun in bun in the oven. The San Francisco Chronicle wrote a lengthy piece on Bun, painting him as someone who deserves to be protected from deportation while pointing out the flaws in California prison system and public health policies put in place during the pandemic. I guess they took the people with coronavirus, the prisoners with coronavirus, the infected inmates, and they put them in their own communities. They segregated them. Well, congratulations. You'll be segregated when you get out, too. Just like us. Unwashed, folks. We're segregated now. All that work that Malcolm X did and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Rosa Parks, stemming all the way back to Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass, and it goes on and on and on. That's all been erased. Because now, you actually have people in the United States cheering this on. Cheering on segregation, discrimination. And this, as we talked about, this targets lower socioeconomic neighborhoods, whites, blacks, Puerto Ricans, Latinos, other minorities. And Americans are just cheering it on. Yeah, you're woke. You're woke fucking posers and fakes and frauds.